My countrymen, come here, I'll tell what now I must confess. You've called me rogue these many days, it's true, I am no less. I'm rogue to God, to you, and all with whom I had to do, except to these my fellow rogues, Green and his wicked crew. I many offers had from God of peace whilst in this land, but I, alas, instead of peace embraced the devil's command. I hated God and all his like, as clearly may appear, by many things, but more by this, for which I'm fast kept here. I cannot all my sins rehearse too many to be told, but gainst my country what I've done I clearly will unfold. It doth me irk to think how long the same I have concealed, but yet I'm glad that now I see my heart at length doth yield. I from my youth upward did hate my country's poverty, although I know its only spring is her pure honesty. To England therefore did I go, to won money to spend. I won and spent much, God knows how, for which I make this end. To Drummond's murder I was keen, although I was a Scot. When English some for mercy cried, I cruelly cried not I. In fine, we murdered all the crew, a most notorious crime, wherefore in suffering punishments the cruelest should be mine. I did God's deputes here revile, thinking them to outbrave. A heinous sin I do confess, for which I pardon crave. First from my gracious God, gainst whom I dreadfully have sinned, and then from them from whom I have full pardon for to find. I might confess more dreadful sins committed by my hand, but that I think these I have told do most concern this land. Then let my other sins by God be pardoned, I pray, and let these only ones by you be freely passed by. Think not that I my life do seek or do the same desire. I think my life well spent if it appease my country's ire. I only beg while justice doth my life most justly crave, you to our God in my behalf some tears and prayers may give. My countrymen, hiss not at me in this my misery, neither my person but my crime and practices hate ye. Whate'er I've done, I surely am a Scotsman truly born, though at this time by my desert I justly am forlorn. To every Scot that this doth come, I this advice commend, that he his country don't deny for any selfish end. Or sure the just God shall pursue with such reward as mine, and then be sure he shall repent when it is out of time.